Today we have Jesus' teachings on mercy in Luke chapter 6. Jesus tells his disciples, "Be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful." The word mercy is a God-like quality. If we are merciful, we're imitating Almighty God. In the Old Testament, there are 130 references to the mercy of God. So Jesus wants us as followers to be merciful. The definition of mercy is when love tempers justice. We know what justice is. Mercy is when love tempers justice. Justice is giving somebody what they're due. Mercy goes far beyond that. It's compassion, it's forgiveness, it's love and charity. And the church has always upheld the way we are merciful is to do the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. That is how we are merciful, if we do acts of mercy. The corporal works of mercy are helping to feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to help shelter the homeless, to visit the sick, to visit those in prison, and to assist in the burial of the dead. The church also says, besides taking care of the corporal aspect, people's bodies, we also have to take care of their souls, to help them in their souls. And the spiritual works of mercy are helping to convert sinners, to instruct the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to comfort the sorrowful, to bear wrongs patiently, to forgive injuries, and to pray for the living and the dead. And that should be really our examination of conscience every day. Are we merciful? Are we trying to do these things? Corporal and spiritual works of mercy. If we do merciful things, then we are like our Heavenly Father, who is a God of mercy. We know God's a God of mercy because He sent His only Son into the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Jesus is the mercy of the Father. If you want to see what mercy is, look at the cross, look at the crucifix, and you can see that is mercy. And Jesus goes on to say in Luke chapter 6, "Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned." Now there's a good kind of judgment and a bad kind of judgment. We all need to make judgments all the time. We look across the street, we see if cars are coming, we make a judgment. Yes, we can make it across the street. We have to make judgments. We can objectively look at things. For example, is that a violation of the Ten Commandments? We have to make a judgment of certain things. But we do not condemn. We objectively can look at a situation, but we cannot subjectively say that person, we leave that up to God as far as their subjective relationship with Almighty God. Yes, we can judge external actions. Is something against the Ten Commandments or not, or against God's teaching or not? But we don't judge in that way, which means to condemn someone to hell. We don't put guilt upon that person without knowing all that God knows. Yes, we can judge external actions, but what is in the heart, that is up for God to know. Jesus says, "Stop condemning, and we will not be condemned. If we forgive, we will be forgiven. If we give gifts to others," Jesus says, "we will get back. Good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured upon our lap. The measure with which we measure will be measured out to us." See, this is a wonderful thing. We can set the standard. If we are forgiving towards others, then God will be forgiving towards us. If we're generous towards others and giving love, we get love back. If we give forgiveness, we receive forgiveness. This is the standard that Jesus sets up. The measure with which we measure will be measured out to you. I like to use the analogy of little measuring spoons. If we use that really tiny spoon for a pinch of salt, if that's all we're willing to forgive others or be merciful towards others, then on Judgment Day, we hand that little spoon to God and say, God, judge me with the same little measuring spoon that I use for everybody else during my lifetime. Or if we've used the bigger spoon, you know, the full ounce or maybe even a measuring cup, we get to hand that to God on our Judgment Day, and God gets to use a measuring cup instead of that little tiny spoon. Or perhaps we would give God a bucket. Say, God, this is what I used during my lifetime. I forgave people bucket loads worth of forgiveness. Well, our Judgment Day will go much better when we hand God that bucket. Or maybe we can give God a swimming pool or an ocean. We set the standard. We come up with the measuring rod or the measuring stick or the measuring cup. Jesus says the measure with which we measure will in turn be used to measure us. So what a wonderful passage it is where we have this opportunity to be merciful towards others, to be forgiving, to be generous in giving towards others. If we give love, we receive love. If we're generous towards others, we receive bountiful gifts from Almighty God. So that's the lesson from today's gospel, to be merciful just as our Heavenly Father is merciful.